Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello again, welcome to Top Stories. I am yet again Andy Zaltzman. In our little Top Story time machine, we're going back to May 2019 now to find out what was the top story on the Bugle back then. Alice Fraser and Nish Kumar were with me as we digested some news that we'd all been dreading. This is Bugle issue 4108, entitled It's the End of the World and I'm Slightly Bothered, but Not Enough, Really.
Top story this week, life on Earth is doomed again and or still. Another new report has emerged from the United Nations, which seems to do little more these days than just warn us that the planet's about to die, which may be its job, fair to it. A report has come out saying that nature is having a tough time of it, Nish.
It's in a tight spot.
Yeah. It's up against it.
It's really up against it. To misquote REM, it's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. Well, actually, not fine. I feel uneasy about the whole thing, but not enough to do anything about it because meat is delicious and I like to drive my car real fast. The UN and scientists have conducted the most thorough health check of planet Earth of all time. And if it was an actual health check, we'd actually currently be looking for the biggest priest in the world to read an entire planet its last rites.
Yes, for too long we have been gorging ourselves on the spicy all-you-can-eat buffet of nature's resources, and soon the bloated shitstorm of regret will descend on the quivering butthole of humanity.
I mean, one sentence in, Alice. One sentence.
Quivering butthole was my wrestling name.
Yeah, I mean, the report said that nature is being destroyed at a rate tens to hundreds of times higher than the average nature destruction rate of the past 10 million years. But on the flip side, there are way more zoos than 10 million years ago. Or free animal hotels, as I like to think of them. And there are also way, way more urban retail parks than at any point in the last 10 million years, too. So it's not all one-way traffic, other than in the retail parks, and you do have to have an efficient one-way system, otherwise it's total chaos on a weekend. The biomass of wild mammals has fallen by, any guesses correct, 82%. So this report is not content with telling us that we're doomed, it's also body-shaming all mammals collectively. I blame the Bible. It's always the fatted calf that gets sacrificed. No wonder these animals have evolved to lose 82% of their biomass. It's basic Darwinian self-preservation. Natural ecosystems have lost about half of their area. Downsizing is all the rage in property. And about a million species are at the risk of extinction. Now, that seems like a lot to me.
A million is a lot.
I mean, we can't need them all, can we?
I guess we're going to find out over the next few years, given that a million species...
Yeah, but things are all right at the moment, and loads of things have gone extinct in the past. So, I mean, who really misses, you know, the extinct beasts that once roamed the earth, like the saber-toothed ferret, or the Madagascan dung eagle, or the McGonagall's eye hornet, or the Patagonian penis beetle, or even the stinking fire donkey. No one misses those. So would we seriously miss the hyena, the guppy fish, or the dog that shits on the pavement outside your children's school on an almost daily basis? That may be a particularly personal one.
It's hard to say, Andy, because we don't know what the impact would have been of all of those. It's perfectly possible that the dodo would have eaten carbon monoxide and shat it out as cricket statistics. And so where would you have been with the dodo? You'd have loved it.
I've had a dodo in my office.
Andy Purvis, who's a professor at the National History Museum in London and one of the main authors of the report, described it as the most extensive planetary health check of all time. And he said this: the take-home message is that we should have gone to the doctor sooner. We are in a bad way. Unfortunately, if we'd gone to the doctor in this country due to structural underfunding, we wouldn't have seen the doctor for 6 years. And if we'd gone to the doctor in America, we'd have got into a level of debt that would have meant we'd have had to sell all of the animals anyway before they went extinct.
And it's not a question of just the fact that we should have gone to the doctor sooner. The doctor has been banging on our window for at least the last 40 years saying, you are genuinely ill.
The doctor's here!
We can't be sure that this is a direct causation thing. I mean, more than 450 of the world's leading scientists and diplomats have said that all of this is caused by humans. But how do we know that this is not caused by, for example, animals not listening to the bugle enough? Do we know if the animals that are going extinct are podcast listeners?
Well, we don't. And as long as there is that scintilla of doubt, it's not worth, you know, overhauling our economies and our lifestyles to we're absolutely 120% sure.
I mean, they do say we're going to need to take drastic action on a large scale to clean up our planet. Otherwise, we'll end up with a planet that can't support us. I think we need to look to Marie Kondo for guidance here. Does that coal-fired power plant spark joy? Fold it up in three neat squares, thank it, and then throw it out.
Andy Purvis also said, if we leave it to later generations to clean up the mess, I don't think they will forgive us. Or, Purvis, they'll be dead. A possible solution to this is we may as well just drive the whole thing into the ground. Then we can't have judgment if none of them are around to judge us in future. If you're going to singe the curtains, you may as well burn the whole house down.
Testify. If we leave it to future generations, they won't forgive us. But, I mean, you say, if they're dead, but we will be dead by then. So they're going to be shouting at some coffins. That is no skin off my nose. The report apparently has said that the knock-on impacts for humanity are including freshwater shortages. That's all right, there's loads of bottled water these days, are already ominous and will worsen without, quote, drastic remedial action. And that is the big problem, because no one ever won an election with a slogan, drastic remedial action. No one. You're looking at less than 1% of the vote.
Well, this is sort of the problem, because, I mean, this is a very serious story. I mean, it's hard to get more serious than everyone is going to die soon. And yet somehow this has been pushed off the front pages, certainly in this country this week, by the newspapers being wrapped up in the royal baby, coverage of whom has been 50-50, with half the people saying the existence of a mixed race prince proves that racism is dead, and the other half being racist about the baby.
The great news about the baby is that the Queen now has 8 great-grandchildren. so she can decide her favourite one with a simple knockout competition, quarterfinal, semi-final, final.
And the great news is for Prince Philip, who can now say, how can I be a racist? My great-grandkid is one.
I mean, politically, it's hard to make people care about the end of the world. Because, I mean, it just seemed a little bit vague. It's far easier to make people worry, for example, about a few thousand people caravanning their way through Central America to try to work their way into the world's 146th most densely populated country, which is, of course, full. 146th America.
What is the real threat? Poison in the air or 12 Mexicans?
The report also said we are eroding the very foundations of economies, livelihoods, food security, health and quality of life worldwide. Which, I mean, that is not the job of climate change. That is the job of Brexit. Cut out. What about the 17.4 million? Let them have their say.
Also very telling that in that list, economies was first. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. It's a complete f***ing disaster. That we are so f***ing. And we could sort of vaguely unfuck ourselves, but unfortunately, we really like fucking ourselves. And so we're going to fuck ourselves until we're fucked, and there's no way of unfucking ourselves.
Well, what I had was, it's important news that our threats to other species is now being conceptualized as a threat to ourselves, because as we all know, people don't give a fuck about what they're fucking unless they're literally fucking their own mouths. Even then, some people are into that. Great minds, great minds.
This show appears to have diverged somewhat from the initial purpose of a rigorous academic analysis of the global climate issue. Cambridge University is not taking this lying down. It's setting up a research centre to find ways to fix the world's climate. Now, you might say better late than never, but also you might say better quite a long time ago than late. but at least well done, science, for moving on from such crucial recent pieces of absolutely critical, crucial research, such as finding that wasps have the power of deductive reasoning, which was a report recently published. I mean, I don't like that idea at all. I mean, from the wasp point of view, just don't think about things too closely, you stripy picnic-ruining sadists. It'll destroy you from the inside.
To be absolutely fair, that does put wasps one step above the current president of the United States. Oh, Christ, bang goes the visa.
Yeah. So this new research centre in Cambridge is looking at ways to fix the climate, including refreezing the ice caps, encouraging everyone to just leave their fridge doors open for 20 minutes every day, and just praying harder.
Luckily, the world's richest are not taking this lying down, Andy. Have you seen what Jeff Bezos is going to devote all of his money to in the week that the UN has published a report suggesting that we need to do something about the climate crisis?
I have not.
He's trying to go to the moon. He's, at this point, between Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos, it is quite clear that rich people have given up on this planet and are planning to off to the moon.
Well, yeah, but you say that, but maybe we can learn a lot from the moon, because we've talked about a million species facing extinction on Earth. When was the last time a species went extinct on the moon? Maybe we can learn from that. That is a very good record of not sending species extinct. And, you know, we appear to be setting the moon as our target and role model in the way they're treating Earth. And I think that's, we're probably on the right track.
Thank you for listening once again. More classic clips from the Bugle archive coming your way very soon. Do go and listen to the latest issue of the Bugle, which is in your pod feed right now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.